Susan, we have a couple of minutes here, and as a longtime listener and almost as longtime a host of this program, I have to tell you that it is something of a wonderful time warp to hear you hosting and to be hosting with you on this radio program.
Again. Well, you're absolutely right, because in the 1970s and maybe half of the 80s, I sat at your microphone, actually, Robert, on All Things Considered. But, you know, I've been off this program now for longer than I hosted it. I left it in 1986 after 14 years, and I know you've beaten that record. So it's very nice to be back on this air. Thank you for inviting me. And we really ought to explain that there's going to be a series now of guest hosts.
Of guest hosts. For listeners who missed the news, Linda Wertheimer has moved on to a new reporting assignment for NPR, and Noah Adams has stepped down from hosting to write a book about the Wright brothers. So I'm still here, and I'm switching partners for a while, and Susan, you get to be one of them this week.
Well, you know what? It feels like a brand new job, really. I started hosting here in 1972, and here, Robert, here's some tape that I dug out of our dusty archives.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg with All Things Considered.
You sound amazingly like that woman.
No, she was imitating me. But
did you have to do that with your cheeks to make that noise at the beginning of the show?
No, I was tapping on the top of my head, actually. But, I mean, this is 30 years ago. Of course, I was in diapers. We had no computers, no voicemail. We had no faxes, but we had microphones.
And indeed, it is great to have you back at this one for this week.
Thanks so much.
The dulcimer of Howie Mitchell provides a gentle ending to our program tonight. I'm Susan Stamberg. Good evening for All Things Considered.